You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
The other day, I was taking a short break and I was overcome with sadness. I thought about my mother who died 7 years ago. I really thought I'd gotten over the grief of losing her, but the tears started rolling down. It was because I missed her terribly. Things had happened in the last few years that I wish she'd been able to enjoy. Then I recall one of my best friends who'd also died, and it really hurt. I experienced real heartache.
I guess every single one of us have experienced that awful wrench at separation. It's just as bad if someone you've loved betrays you and leaves you. It's something you go on living with. Many wives or husbands ask themselves where they'd gone wrong and why their partner stopped loving them. And all too often, there seem to be no answers.
Another deep wrench is that of losing a child. Whether a grown child or a miscarriage, the heartache is always there, perhaps just beneath the surface. We know that grief is a normal reaction in these times of losing someone precious to us, but sometimes it can be completely overwhelming.
A man who's been retrenched from a job he enjoyed also faces that awful sense of missing his purpose in life. Or being forced into early retirement when you have no choice is similar. And maybe you've worked so hard to be a success, yet been passed over for a position you felt should have been yours. All these things leave a deep sense of loss. You continue missing terribly what might have been.
What about these separations, these wrenching of our emotions? They can really hit us hard. So what do we do? Bury them deep? Cover up by acting as if we're really in control? Or do we allow ourselves to lapse into a state of perpetual mourning? In that case, people would be so embarrassed they'd likely avoid us.
I lost both my parents as a child of 10, and it was a very confusing time for me. Night after night I dreamed of my mother, and even though I cried to her to come back, in my dream she didn't seem to know me. And somehow a child, no matter how sad, works out his emotions by playing. This helps alleviate the pain.
There's a book in the Bible that deals with loss and separation in life. Job was a man who seemingly had everything this world had to offer. Then calamity overtook him. He lost his health, his children, and all his possessions. And his friends didn't help much either. They blamed him for all his troubles. They said he must have done some terrible things for this to have happened to him. They gave no comfort at all to a suffering man. You know the term, Job's comforters.
Job questioned God over and over. And at the end of the book of Job, God did not correct him. God understands why we want answers. But the Lord rebuked Job's friends. Their mistaken idea that he must have sinned to have so much strife heaped on him was wrong. In many cultures, this belief still exists. But Jesus censured people who thought a man or his parents must have been sinners because he was born blind.
In times of stress and trouble, I always want to turn to someone who knows what I'm going through. Someone who can truly understand because they've been through it themselves. At times like these, you don't need empty phrases. You need help. You need a listening ear.
Whatever the situation, let's turn to the source that promises comfort and hope. Hope is something that every one of us needs. Without hope, our lives are meaningless. We can find the help and healing we need in God's Word, the Bible. Jesus understands exactly what it's like to be cut off from those he loved. He knows the feeling of rejection. He understands all our human experiences because he became one of us.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.